Tolling Bells and Ocean Swells by Stacy Dubno. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Stacy Dubno. From the editor, I have been blessed with the opportunity to talk with classes, civic organizations, and radio and television audiences about blindness as a result of my membership in the National Federation of the Blind. One question that always comes up is what perception I have of color. Until recently, I considered it one of the easier questions to tackle. Never having been able to see, I haven't a clue about what color is other than the scientific explanation that it is the bending of light. My traditional answer has been that I cannot understand color any more than a deaf person can understand the difference between the sound of a flute and the sound of a guitar, but I now have reason to believe that answer isn't quite so easy. Immediate past President Maurer says that when he hears a color, he has an image of it in his mind. Perhaps I have too quickly dismissed the possibility of what can be learned. The author of this article certainly believes so. Stacy works as a project manager at the Jernigan Institute. She has a law degree and is wonderful at doing research and bringing organization to any project. But as important as all of this is, her real passion is writing. She says, "Writing has long been my passion, what gives me purpose. Over the last 10 years, I have written 2 young adult coming-of-age novels, The Gathering Wall and its sequel, The Gathering Winds. My most recent project is a memoir, Can You Hear Me Now? It is about the addictive nature of motherhood and the challenges faced daily by parents raising a child with serious mental illness. As some of you may know, nearly 3 years ago, I lost my son, Noah. In my memoir, I strip bare my parenting decisions, examining my struggle to be the parent Noah needed. I reflect on what my choices cost me, but also how my choices gifted me the moments that, when woven together, formed the tapestry of my painful and beautiful 26-year mother-son relationship. Although my memoir provides no easy answers, it shines a bright light on penetrating questions that countless parents struggle to answer daily. It demonstrates the importance of unconditional love and never giving up on our children. I hope that by telling my story, I can provide insight to other parents raising children living with mental illness, share my knowledge and experience, teach readers what I learned too late, and provide helpful resources that will offer education, support, and vital services to ease the journey of others. I have submitted my memoir for publication and currently am not so patiently waiting to hear back from potential publishers. But in the meantime, I am diving into some smaller projects, like the following prose about the experience of color. I am red. Red is the color of hot pavement and temper. An angry retort. I am startled expression. A pounding pulse. Red is glamour, rubies, and love. A smoldering gaze, mouth warm on the skin. I am a shrieking siren and a rolling roller coaster. I am cherry lips, flashing lights, and thick woolen socks. Red is raw and chapped, a sun-warmed tomato. I am a burning fever, a dangerous liaison. I am moody and passionate. I am yellow. Yellow is the color of unhurried sweetness, honey so thick and golden it gladdens the tongue. I am a lazy summer day, a field of dandelions. I am the sound of a giggle, a ribbon of sunlight. Yellow is the color of smiling daisies, heads thrown back. I am honeysuckle growing with abandon. A face wide with joy. I am citrus sharp and sugary, a sun-bleached thought. I am happy. I am green. Green is the color of serenity. I am the clean scent of pine needles, grass cool on the thighs late in the day. I am a closely shaven face, a sharp intake of breath. I am pungent, alive with things growing. Green is spiritual, the deep quiet of a forest. Dank earth and fresh breezes. I am mint and basil, a bird wheeling through the sky, wild and free. I am healing, abundant. I am black. Black is the color of learning, the classroom blackboard speaking possibility as it chalks its lessons to our children. I am the color of celebration, newly pressed tuxedos and patent leather shoes rubbed to a sheen. Black is the spill of night, the color of the sky draping the moon. I am the weight of a brooding ocean, finely tuned piano keys. I am power and sophistication. I am white. White is fresh snowfall, pinpricks of fragile beauty in a dark night's sky. I am mist rising like a ghost off a field. The whispering wind. I am air stiff with cold, lace curtains billowing in the breeze. White is the buoyant taste of soft peaks of meringue, the feeling of freshly laundered cotton. I am a wedding vow, bright eyes in moonlight. I am the sky exhaling its breath. I am winter, stillness, prayer. I am blue. Blue is the color of the soft swell of an ocean wave, a sad, sweet lullaby. I am fingernails of ice clinging to windows, the color of a sigh. Blue is the calm of a deep lake and the soaring freedom of an endless sky. I am an ocean of grief, the color of sleep. I am a haunting Gregorian chant, the desolate wail of a passing train. I am nostalgic. I am lavender. Lavender is the color of wispy flowers trembling in the breeze, lilacs, tulips, and wisteria. I am a mountain at dusk, feather air, delicious on the skin. Lavender is the heady scent of springtime. I am the dappled face of a book, the rustle and swish of taffeta, a puddle of silk. I am a dreamy smile and the soft swell of a breast. I am young and whimsical. I am brown. Brown is the damp and fertile soil that nurtures life, the rich, earthy smell of leather. I am nutty, wholesome and honest, a steadfast friend. Brown is the color of humility. I am the delicious warmth of flannel sheets, the cuckoo of a morning dove, the aroma of a hearty beef stew. I am the rough and furrowed bark of an ancient tree. I am comfortable and welcoming. I am orange. Orange is the color of glee and exhilaration, the twang of a guitar. I am a bright cup of tea, a sprint across a field, and sunlight glancing off corn husks. I am the clattering of a duck. Orange is vibrant and juicy, spicy like candied ginger. I am a spontaneous adventure, a leap of faith. Orange is the color of stripes and polka dots and clownish optimism. I am joyful. I am silver. Silver is the sound of tolling bells in the breeze, steam rising from a pond. I am cold as a high-pitched whistle. I am a still space to cleanse the mind. Silver can be sleek and hard-edged, or fluid and graceful. I am the sweet tinkling of rain on a roof, the sting of an icy wind. Silver is a flock of birds swooping and fluttering like paper airplanes. I am mystical and soulful. I am maroon. Maroon is dusty and smoky, dry and reserved. I am rust and dried blood, a full-bodied wine. I am a faded painting. Maroon is elegant and refined. A finely woven rug, luxurious velvet drapes, and sumptuous satin sheets. I am the deep-voiced song of an organ, overripe cherries and glistening pomegranate seeds. I am cultured and ambitious. I am turquoise. Turquoise is boisterous and shallow, a flirty bikini, water bubbling in a brook. I am a parade of color like a strutting peacock, an embarrassed titter. I am a chirping sparrow on a spring morning, the tranquility of a tropical lagoon and the innocence of sunlight reflecting off a coral reef. Turquoise is refreshing and clear thinking. I am hopeful. I am gold. Gold is opulent and luminescent. I am sensuous Baroque music, the color of privilege. I am the rich warmth of a flickering fire and the amber glow of an aged whiskey, the color of morning light, honeying the skin. I am a possessive glint in the eye, summer wheat. Gold is a treasure chest of shiny metals and coins. I am self-confident and accomplished. I am purple. Purple is the color of juice-stained lips and grapes heavy on the vine. I am lush, elegant, and velvety, the sound of smooth, hypnotic jazz. Purple is the musky, sweet scent of an exotic journey. I am the last gasp of sun sinking from sight. I am bold and brave, unafraid to take a risk. Purple is sullen and dramatic, the color of a deep bruise. I am proud and boastful. I am gray. Gray is a cloud rising like smoke off a mountain, gritty, urban, and industrial. I am the distant rumble of thunder, the silken nub of a pussy willow. Gray is the scratch of steel wool, the drab of stone, mustiness of ashes, and monotony of fog. I am the constant fall of chilly rain, the maturity and elegance that comes with age. I am subdued and understated. I am pink. Pink is playful, a twirling party dress. I am pearls and bubbly champagne, the sticky sweetness of cotton candy. I am a shy smile and the tender love for a child, the shushing of a baby. Pink is a soft cloud of scent, a seashell on an evening beach. I am a wistful expression, the dawn blooming gentle as a tea rose, flushed with its awakening. I am naive, gentle, and kind. I am copper. Copper is the crunch of leaves on a crisp autumn day, the pungent scent of molasses. I am the taste of an olive, salty and bursting with briny abundance. Copper is warm and burnished, a glowing reflection, the comfort of buttered toast. I am a well-worn kettle, the deep mellow voice of a trombone. I am a bright penny, a nose of cinnamon and hot apple cider. I am welcoming and grounded. I am a kaleidoscope of color. I blend and drip and splatter. I shyly peek out and rush forward like a tsunami. I listen to color's silence and reverberate with its din. Color seeps into my moods, soothing and irritating. I feel color on my cheeks, the soles of my feet, and in my gut. I am a chameleon, color shifting and rearranging the portrait of my soul, the landscape of my being.